Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you.
Peter Berube, a good friend of ours, he served in the U.S. Navy. He not only served in the U.S. Navy, he served presidents and dignitaries as a chef.
Nice.
Mm. He's on now to talk about the 7th annual Milford Moves for Our Veterans, honoring Milford veterans. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Thank you for your service, my brother.
Yes, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So let's talk about serving a president food, and then we'll talk about this Milford run.
Okay.
So you served in which White House? The Clinton administration?
Yes, Clinton administration from 1993 to 1997.
Wow.
Fried cheeseburgers.
No, did he have a go-to favorite meal?
Not really, but he definitely enjoyed his barbecue.
Mm. Oh, yeah, Arkansas, I get that.
Oh, yeah.
Would you guys put together a menu that had to be approved by somebody in the administration, or would you just say, hey, we're serving spinach tonight?
No, so what we did is, below the Oval Office is a dining room, so the Navy personnel took care of him while he was at work and his staff, and we created the menu. Lots of different options from salads to to chicken to meats and so forth. And,
So it's not this is what's for dinner. It's,
right.
Here's your menu.
Right. Choose this, and this, and then I'll make your steak. I'll make your potatoes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll make your beet salad.
A personal restaurant.
Right.
Yeah. So we basically took care of him while he was at work, and then we also traveled on the road with him and did food security on the road.
Food security.
Like the food police. We were the taste testers.
Oh. So every Big Mac you got had a piece missing out of it?
How long before the president ate did you have to eat the food? Like, how long do they think it takes for poison to kick in and show some signs?
So depending what the security measures were, for example, we were in California. We're driving down the road. He's like, hey, I'm hungry. I want to stop in this restaurant. So we would all pull over, run into there, see what he's ordering, and then we would actually watch them prepare the meal.
Wow.
No pressure.
No.
Wow.
If it was like I served the Australian Parliament, and, you know, if it's a big banquet hall, you have 500 people there, you know, everybody around his table would eat. But we would go back in the kitchen and, you know, they would have racks of salads and so forth. So we would pick something from the first rack, something from a second rack. We would move dinnerware and silverware and glassware around the dining room table because they're not going to poison everybody with a large group.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is
goose.
Something else.
Right. You ever like take a bite and go, just kidding.
And if there was something the president disliked at a table he was sitting, everybody else around him would be eating one thing, and then his whole table would be eating what he liked or accordingly to it.
It's something. The perks of being a president.
I don't like junk food. He didn't like junk food. He was big on McDonald's and fries, the Big Macs especially.
That was actually a rumor on there.
Really?
You know, when he was jogging in Washington, D.C., you know, he stopped and actually got a cup of decaf coffee, and then it blew up to the cheeseburger and McDonald's and fries.
Oh, really? Is that how that
That's
all
amazing.
Started?
Right.
So were you there during the whole Monica Lewinsky, Hillary thing?
Yes. So during a part of it, I was there when Monica Lewinsky was an intern. Mm. So, again, below the kitchen, she would go ahead and pick up lunches and drinks and stuff like that.
Now,
so I pretty much saw her every day.
For the presidential
below the kitchen
area.
Right.
Right below the Oval Office.
Exactly.
She went down to the kitchen.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, below the equator, yes.
Yeah. So you saw her, like she would come in the kitchen.
Yeah, there's like a pickup window for lunch. So she'd come in there, they get their orders. She would pick up the orders and bring them to the different presidentials.
Oh, wow.
And she'd wear them, yes.
For her, so.
How weird was it for you to be there in that building while all this was going on? Like, were
you
questioned?
Well, at that time, I didn't, you know, we didn't know anything about it.
Oh.
It was almost after I left, after 97, that it kind of leaked out and went on from
right.
there.
Oh, that's right. It was during an investigation into, like, what's her name, Tripp.
Oh, Linda Tripp. Yeah.
That it came out. Yes. All right. You're right. So, wow, that's wild.
She's like,
were you questioned at all? Like, investigators, did you see anything? No.
Right. That was too low level on that one.
But as a Navy personnel, if they asked you to talk, would you have to talk? Or would you say, hey, you know,
Geneva Code.
I was here to cook.
I know we take the, you take the oath in security clearance, because I had a top secret Yankee White clearance, which is one of the highest clearances you can get.
What's it called?
And I know you got to be quiet. It's a Yankee White, so it's a top secret Yankee White clearance.
Yankee White. Sounds like a sailor, like Macy's.
It does.
It's a Yankee White clearance.
Wow. Well, that is cool. All right, so you had that clearance. So what does that mean?
So, for example, anytime you go to any event overseas or whatever, you're able to, we'll say the Secret Service goes ahead and sweeps his hotel suite or room that he's staying at. And then once they're done sweeping whatever, really the only people that go into it was the Navy personnel, because we were the stewards or taking care of them, or the doctor. You have the different lapel pins. Whoever he wishes to bring in.
That's a very, if you think about all the people on the planet who get a level of trust, you are among the highest level of trust making food for the president.
Yeah.
If you're going to get to this guy, it'd probably be the easiest way.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah. Food. Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, it was, my early 20s, what an interesting, job to do and serve under the president.
Kidding.
So. Right.
No kidding.
Well, Monica coated her mouth or something.
The Queen just had her jubilee or whatever. I heard that. And he was on the Queen's yacht at one, or you were on the Queen's yacht with the president?
Yes. Yes, with the president. They were waiting for the Queen and the family to join him on the Queen's yacht when he was over there.
The Britannia?
Wow.
Yes.
That's wild.
It's pretty cool boat.
It's one of the most famous ships on the planet.
Yep.
Yeah, if I go back and dig up my old videos or cameras or whatever, because, we were allowed to take, pictures of certain places, whatever.
Cool.
So I think I got a picture of Prince Philip and stuff like that.
Wow.
At the time frame.
Wow. What is that ship like?
I mean, it's like, a small floating city. Picture a luxury yacht.
Wow. It looked kind of like a mini version of Titanic. Had the stacks going and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw some news footage recently because of the Queen's Jubilee.
Right.
And they show Britannia. I'm like, is that Titanic?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, good work, and thank you for your service, brother.
Yeah, man.
My pleasure.
He hasn't ended his service to the country or to veterans yet,
JJ. Continues to serve, yes.
Peter Berube talking about Milford Moves 5K Road Race. When's that happening?
So the 7th Annual Milford Moves 5K is Sunday, June 19th, which is Father's Day.
Nice.
And it's 7:30 to 8:45 registration check-in day of. We've got an 8:30 a.m. Free kids race for kids 12 and under, and then a 9 a.m. start of the race.
Oh, okay. It's a pretty good run, too. I've done this, and it's not too hilly, which I like.
That's good.
It's not too hilly. You got the ocean view through the neighborhood.
Nice. It's really neat.
Pretty level.
A lot of flags.
Cool.
A lot of patriotism.
Yep.
Yeah, we have the Milford Fire Department is bringing the big ladder truck with the big flag hanging down for us, so that's good.
It's really cool. It's a neat thing if you're a veteran or if you just love this country.
Yeah.
It's a great way to get out, exercise on Father's Day.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to do with your dad.
Before you pack
on the
barbecue.
Of your dad.
Yep.
We're linked up on the radio station website, site.com, WPR.com, and 95.9thefox.com. Peter, thank you, brother. I want to thank the tribe member who sent this. I was just digging through my email to find his name.
Yeah.
I think it's Mike, but thank you for sending this.
Mike.
I think we all sent you that one.
Probably.
Flooding. They all just came flooding in.
Yeah.
You guys got to talk about this.
But we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. All you.
Here's a short news report.
Two people are recovering tonight after this head-on collision in Fort Lauderdale. As for what caused the crash, well, police say the female passenger was performing sex acts on the driver, causing him to lose control and hit this FedEx truck. This happened on North Ocean Boulevard and 19th Street. We're told the pair had minor injuries.
Mm, that could have been really bad.
Yeah, one package was damaged, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I like to call it a head-on. she did that on purpose, right?
Yeah.
But
I
the picture,
well,
right? The picture's funny because you see two of them like one of them
on
has
the
like,
ground.
Yeah, one has the pants all the way down to their knees.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was because they were injured.
No,
but you're right. They probably just never pulled them up.
Pulled them out of they pulled them out of the vehicle. Yep. It's fed all right.
That's the thing. If you're, one, it was the middle of the day.
Yeah. And middle of the road.
Like, you couldn't say, all right, let's find a parking lot somewhere.
Yeah, park someplace shady, you know.
Yeah.
You know, out of the way, not as you're driving.
Right.
Yep.
A park, maybe not a park because there's children, but, you know, there has to be a place.
Yeah. I mean, luckily she didn't, have a spasm,
Who knows?
Could happen. I have no idea.
Yeah. But I'm guessing, they were at a certain point where it was very hard to concentrate.
Yes. Yep. Exactly. Mm. And I heard the paramedics had to treat someone for a choking hazard.
I don't know. When I'm driving a vehicle, I just want to drive.
Well, I got the console and stuff like that, so it makes it kind of tough.
The whole deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, two standard shifts. That ain't going to happen.
Did they report the age or ages of these two people?
They said old enough to know better.
Yeah. People.
They have to be in their 20s, right?
The vehicle they were driving looked very 20s-ish.
Or in a brand new relationship, when you just can't keep your hands off each other.
Yeah.
You know?
When everything's great.
Before all the issues start.
Before you start learning about one another. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, we could talk about different sex injuries at some point. I'm going to make a note of that.
Apparently the car's a manual.
Injured.
It was a breathalyzer.
During...
It's a breathalyzer. That was it, yeah.
Sex.
To make the car work. Yeah. Most folks just tip the driver. Uber and then some.
That really had to be something for her because she didn't see it coming.
No. All of a sudden, you got an airbag in the back of your head. That hard to hurt.
Yeah. Aerial footage of the aftermath showed both SUV occupants being treated on the scene, pants around their ankles. Other reports indicate that the driver and his passenger were both injured in the collision, which happened while the deed was being done. Despite suffering perhaps the most predictable consequences in the world, the drivers appear to have gotten lucky twice over, and the resulting injuries were not reportedly to be reproductively catastrophic.
Oh, good. Okay, so no, didn't get hurt down there. Maybe a little sting.
Interesting way to say he still has his junk.
Exactly.
Back. Yeah.
Right.
Electrosoul. What a cool name that is.
Very cool.
A spiritual, psychic, and medium TikTok star. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I love your TikTok thing.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Account.
Pleases her. Yeah.
Account.
This pleases her.
All right. So, you're going to tell us what some of these reoccurring dreams mean?
Yeah.
And do they have to be reoccurring?
Or just not?
Or could it be a one time?
Well, to be completely honest with you, it's definitely something that you should pay attention to if it's reoccurring. If it's once in a while, it doesn't count as much because usually then a message isn't trying to come through. But if you feel something, then it definitely means something.
Okay. And if someone, if you want to call and run a dream past Electrosoul, please do 1-877-764-2535, the Chaz and AJ Connecticut Lottery phone line. AJ?
It's happened more than once, but I'm walking along a bridge, like a Throgs Neck Bridge or George Washington Bridge.
Something New York-ish.
All of a sudden I fall. Like I fall off the bridge, and as I'm falling, and before I hit the water, all of a sudden I wake up, like I'm like boom, like I wake up, like the entire bed shakes, like almost like I landed in the bed.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah,
that is very scary. And that you said that happens.
It
keeps happening.
It's happened more than once. Yeah,
and every time that happens, do you feel a feeling of fear? Whenever you fall.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm falling.
Of course. Like a genuine, okay.
I'm like, no.
Of course. Well, the reason I ask that is because many times people will dream of, believe it or not, having a past life where they pass away in a certain way, which is why they repeatedly have that dream, because their soul is trying to let them know that this is what's happened to them before.
Oh, wow.
Thus, the feeling of genuine fear and that feeling of, it happens in the same place, the same time. The same feelings every time, that's usually linked to that. So that's definitely something that you should pay attention to and to see as well, because you were falling into water. If you have any fears of water, if you're afraid of drowning.
He can't swim.
He can't swim.
Right there. There you go.
All this is no good.
Like
it's
all linked.
Oh, wow. That's pretty wild. Yep. So anyone who has a dream of falling, does it mean that
It's a past life?
It's a past life, or could it be you feel like you're out of control of stuff or whatever?
Okay, so definitely depends. If you have a dream like the one that you're talking about now, that definitely sounds like something that was experienced. But for other people, depending on what's happening, if they're falling off a building, if they're falling off a bridge, that can, it definitely can represent that feeling of a loss of control, where they feel like they're not able to completely determine or make decisions in their life the way that they're supposed to. So that's something that's very important to pay attention to as well.
Wow. Okay, Thunder from New Haven.
Thunder.
I'm recovering drug addict, and I constantly have reoccurring dreams that I'm actually using drugs to the point where I'd wake up in the middle of the night in a sweat thinking I actually use drugs and feel guilty.
Well, I'm married. I have dreams about having sex, so what the hell?
Doing a sweaty?
That used to happen, so stay away from drugs.
Doing a sweaty?
why does that happen?
Okay, so something that does happen a lot with people is if they've been through something numerous times that their soul remembers that feeling, and it comes through dreams. So the reason that we have dreams like this is because our soul wants to let us know what's going on subconsciously. So what I feel for you definitely here is that your soul is kind of reminding you, like, okay, you've been through this point, and you remember that feeling, but now you're at a point where you're not experiencing that anymore. So remember that you've moved past that. And so with that being said, anytime you have a dream like that, especially considering the fact that you're recovering, just remember and be grateful that you're not there anymore and that you're past that point and that you're doing better now.
And take a shower.
Okay.
Hey, good for you, Thunder.
Yeah,
nice job,
another
man.
Thing, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, everybody comes
right,
out of that.
Thank you very much.
Man. All right.
Good luck, man.
Of course.
All right, thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
What about teeth falling out? People have that dream a lot.
It means you're down south.
No, you'd have to have teeth.
Oh, gotcha.
For them
Sorry.
To fall out.
My bad, my bad.
Definitely.
And I'm that kidding one for anyone listening down dream. South, okay?
It's a joke. It's
I love
a joke.
You people.
Yes.
I really do.
Well, having your dream, your teeth falling out, that one also represents a loss of control, but in a different way. Sometimes this refers to death, actually, and that, as Ooh. We all know, is a loss of control, where, you know, a part of you has died, or maybe someone from your past, or some part of you, just all kinds of things that are linked to you becoming a renewed person. So it could either be a death, talking about a spiritual one or a physical one, but regardless, it does represent the ending of something and the beginning of something new.
Or your breath.
Well, what Death if the breath. Teeth don't fall out? What if they change color?
It means you
and
have
then
triplets.
That person poofs into thin air.
You chewed tobacco.
Did you say poops?
Poofs.
Like poofs.
Like
poofs.
Like just disappear.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Maybe disappear. Okay.
Run this by us again.
Yeah.
I had a dream when I was little that scared the hell out of me that my dad was smiling at me. And his teeth all turned different colors, like red, green, blue. And he was smiling at me. And all of a sudden, he just went up in smoke, like poof. And I remember searching for him. Like, where did he go?
Sounds like a Disney movie.
Yeah. But... it was a countdown.
Yeah, like the
Three,
Cheshire Cat.
3, 2, 1. Poof.
Okay, so generally speaking, like I said before, with teeth, it's kind of like a representation of your metaphysical body. So in that case where your dad's teeth were changing color, I would definitely say that that had something to do with a part of him that you might not have even known was changing consistently. He might have been going through something where he was going, maybe not even a spiritual awakening, but he was renewing his thoughts or becoming a different person. And thus the poof, it's kind of like, okay, now it's done. It's gone. You know what I mean? And then whatever happens next, that's basically like the new version of himself that you're going to be meeting.
I love how you told her. No, I don't. No, I don't. She's a good kid. No, she's not. She's a good kid. No, she's not.
How much is that wedding going to cost? Poof, I'm gone.
Just me again?
Electra Soul is on. She's a spiritual psychic medium, has a really cool TikTok account. And we're linked up on the radio station website. I had a weird one. It's multiple parts, but I'll get to the weirdest part of it. That Bruce Springsteen was over my house. He went into a guest room, went to sleep, died. I went in, saw him dead, and I waited a couple of days. And I didn't know what to do, how to handle it, what to say.
Right.
And I called the vice president of programming, and I was like, what do I do?
Like a paramedic.
I forgot. Yeah. It was a while. I forgot what he said, but then I picked up
Bruce's body, and then I was covered in blood.
Days, right? It was there for days.
It was there for days.
Wow, he was decomposing.
What do you think of that one?
Wow, that sounds that's different, because a lot of times whenever people have a dream about someone who's very well known and something happens to them, or in terms of, you know, anything like that, that usually represents something for that specific person and the connection that they have to that artist. And it's very easy. Well, I can tell or feel from this dream that there's some sort of connection that was tied to Bruce. And on top of that, the reason that he passed away must have had something to do with a message that was coming through for you to let you know something about him or the way that he was either feeling or thinking. Because another thing that will happen a lot is these spiritual bodies, because whenever we dream, we're not in our physical body. You know, our souls are traveling. And it's very common that these celebrities do visit dreams of fans or people that really like them in order to give them some sort of specific message in regards to that.
So at the same time, was Bruce Springsteen dreaming about me?
Yes, he was. And you were dancing in the dark.
So our dreams and our spirits mingled?
How did Bruce?
I had a mingling of a Bruce Springsteen dream. We're mingling together.
Souls.
Our souls were mingling.
Okay. Right.
No, you know what's weird you should say that? Because this has been discussed, but right before I had that dream, I saw an ad for a Bruce Springsteen cover band.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the hell? Who cares?
There it is. It's a killer version right there, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that was, I guess that was part of it. Weird.
You know, you mentioned dead people in the dreams. They always say if you dream of a relative or something, a pet that died in your dream, is their way of saying hello. Is that true?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I think that whenever somebody passes away, one of the best ways to get in contact with them if you miss them or want to talk to them is through dreams. Even if you're not in control of the dream, I promise you that if that relative wants to give you a message that you need to hear, they will come through to you.
Really?
And they usually tell you messages that are like, whoa, you know, very soul awakening. And you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. It's because you're meant to hear it. So absolutely.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, that's true. Nice. Like, when you do have a loved one who's passed come through, they don't normally say, like, that was good pizza last night, wasn't it? It's like pretty important stuff. It's not random.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you seen the latest episode of? We talked about falling, teeth falling out. How about being cheated on? That's on your list of reoccurring. People have this as a reoccurring dream.
Oh.
They sure do. Well, with cheating, a lot of people tend to overthink and think, oh, my God, if I had a dream that my partner was cheating on me, are they actually cheating on me? The answer is no. That's usually never the case, honestly speaking. Whenever somebody has a dream about somebody cheating on them, it's because they feel like that is something that, one, could either happen, but besides that, it represents your insecurities. Like, you have to really step into your power and feel like, no, you know, no one can cheat on me. There's nothing bad is going to happen, whatever it is, and it kind of straightens out or stops the fact that that dream keeps occurring. And then once you get to that point, you're good. But in terms of insecurity, those kinds of dreams are the number one that come through.
Why don't we so somebody said we dream. What, Phil, do you have a question on that?
No, it's just like I'm sort of jealous. Like, I don't have this whole experience very often with dreams.
Well, you're an android, that's why.
Yeah, all right. So
I really don't.
You don't dream?
I if I do, I certainly don't wake up remembering.
Right. So somebody said one time on this show that everybody dreams every night, but the question is, do you remember or not?
Recall,
is that true?
Okay. People do dream very, very, very often, a lot more than they remember. So yes, that definitely is true. I wouldn't say that people do dream every night because some people simply don't, but a lot of times people will wake up with that feeling of, okay, I definitely had a dream last night. I don't remember it though. And then that's like that over, you know, that leftover, I don't know if I did kind of feeling.
Everybody's had this dream at one point in their life. You go into class, you're in class, and you're naked. Everybody's had that. Everybody's had that.
No.
I know a lot of people have had this dream.
No.
I've never had that.
You're in school or you're in class and
you're
naked.
You're going somewhere naked.
And you're naked, exactly. You're like, what's up with that?
Okay, that one is more of a vulnerability thing. Usually whenever people dream of like going to school or being in a public place naked, it's because they're afraid of people seeing who they really are inside. And it has nothing to do with your physical body, but more so the person that you are. And, you know, like everything like that in terms of who you come into contact with, like you're just insecure in regards to, your person as a whole. So you got to really work on yourself if you're having dreams like that.
We all are, really.
It's show and tell.
People, some people are able to hide it better than others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean, though, that Phil doesn't remember his dreams? Does that tell you something?
Because he has a really good memory when he's awake.
He has no soul. He has no soul at all.
Right.
He's a devil's child.
Okay. So usually whenever somebody, they don't remember their dreams, it's because they weren't meant to remember it. It's really that simple, honestly, because whenever you do remember your dreams, it's for a message. Like, you're getting that message for a reason, that dream for a reason. And if you're the kind of person who repeatedly forgets, it's because your messages are not meant to come through your dreams. They're meant to come through some other way in your life.
Like a texter.
Yeah, maybe a text is fine, whatever it is, but definitely.
Interesting.
I know. My wife has vivid, vivid dreams. Ooh. And I get so jealous sometimes because
weird
they're bizarre.
Weird to hear you say my wife.
Right. Yeah,
it's the
wife.
First time.
Blah. I know.
That's
cool.
So weird.
What do you mean, blah?
That's just so weird.
Yeah, it was cool.
I thought it was nice. I thought it was very nice.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that happens a lot. A lot of times people have very, very vivid dreams. And then, you know, people tend to feel left out because they're like, why doesn't it happen to me? But usually it happens to that person because they're meant to receive those messages through their dreams.
That's exactly
how
I feel.
So your wife probably gets a lot of stuff coming through for her.
She's getting screamed at, apparently.
She has a lot of anxiety dreams.
Oh.
Right. Oh, okay. You see, right there, it's telling her to work on it. It's telling her that she has to work through that point because it's probably affecting her to the point where, you know, in this case, like, the spirits would give her those messages through her dream to let her know that it's time to wake up and to stop being so afraid of life and, you know, to live the way that she wants to live.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi, good morning. I was calling in probably for your 8 o'clock segment that's coming up regarding the governor and the marijuana smoking.
Yes.
Oh. I'm actually the bass player from one of those songs.
Tremendous. Wow. Hold on one second.
I dreamt of that.
We want to talk to you.
Right.
Hold on. Sure. Hold on.
I dreamed of
it. Excellent.
Cool. Very nice.
Yeah, what do we got here? 90 seconds. We could do it. Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, I've got a dream that I've had many times since I was a young child.
All right. Give us the short version, please.
Well, the short version is me and a bunch of friends would always go into this cave, and we'd walk into the cave. There was all kinds of furniture in there carved out of rock, running around in this cave, and then all of a sudden these dinosaurs would come in talking English.
It's an early Bob's commercial.
I doubt it.
I have no idea.
Wow. That's
wow,
wild.
That is very strange.
Wow, you made her go wow, pal.
Yeah, you made the dream lady go wow. This guy's messed up. Wow, that is a wow.
It is wow.
That is very wild.
Was it good quality furniture?
I couldn't tell you how many times I've actually had this dream, but it's been, I bet you, over 15 or 20. I've had it since I was a young child.
Wow.
Wow, that's so interesting. Well, the one thing I will say, besides the fact that the dinosaurs were talking, one could either, yes, because I'm seeing something with prehistoric, so I wouldn't be surprised if your soul is a very old soul and you might have experienced some sort of prehistoric things before. But besides that, this dream does sound very, how do I say it? Some dreams, okay, I'm not going to lie, can be very random. Some dreams do just come through to, you know, give you a little, okay, this is kind of weird, like, pay attention to your dreams kind of thing. Sometimes you'll have the same weird dreams in order for spirit to get you to pay attention to the dreams that you're having. So it might not even be in regards to that specific dream, but
Electra Soul,
to your dreams
I have
general.
To go. Mm-hmm. We want to have you back because you were great. We're linked up to all your stuff on the radio station website.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the Mighty 99.1 PLR.